Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bayman Review Season 2, Episode 2, a podcast where we tackle issues ranging from life hacks to politics to government and MUN tips. But in today's episode, I actually have four very special guests, one from the Bayman family, Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hi,
Hey. We have three amazing ladies, Rhea, Leia, and Karen. They're all joining from one phone, so it's going to be like a very intimate conversation. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
So this is going to be a very interesting conversation because we're going to be delving into what Intami Network is all about and the initiative that these three amazing women have founded. So I'm going to leave the floor to Maria, first of all, to introduce herself. But before you do, Maria, I just want to say I'm Heo, your host for the Bayman Review podcast. I'm this year's USU of Marketing and Design and Production. And now it's Maria's turn. Maria, the floor is yours. And then we'll jump to the three ladies we have with us today.
Thank you so much, Heya. So hi, everyone. My name is Maria Wahbe. I'm currently a senior at the American University of Beirut, and I'm part of the community outreach program team at Bayman this year. And I'm really excited for this.
Me too, Maria. Okay, so let's start with Rhea. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, sure. Okay, hi, everyone. Hi, Haya. Hi, Maria. Thanks for having us. I'm Rhea. I work in a human rights organization. I'm based in Beirut. Only one remaining from all my friends and all the Intami family. But yeah, still there.
Last one standing.
Yeah, last woman standing. But yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's basically me.
Okay. Leia?
Hi, everyone. So I'm Leia. I live in Dubai. I work at L'Oréal in marketing. So here you have three out of the eight co-founders of Intami, and we're all part of the marketing and communication team.
Okay, very interesting. Okay. Karen?
Great. So hi, everyone. I'm Karen. I'm also based in Dubai. Recently moved here for a job too. I'm a data analyst at Chalhoub Group, and I work within the People's Analytical Team, which is basically HR analytics. And thank you for having us. It's really
thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure for us as well. So I'm going to start off our conversation with general questions about Intami. And the most basic one I can ask is, when was Intami Network founded and how did the idea come to life? So any of you three can choose to start us off.
So Intami was created last year during lockdown. It started all in a group chat that we have with our high school best friends. One of the Intami co-founder messaged the group, and she said that she wanted to create something for Lebanese women. Mm-hmm. So we hopped into another group chat, of course, and we jumped into a call and we discussed how we could help Lebanese women across the world, because most of us had the exposure outside Lebanon and we saw what was offered out there and realized that it was missing for Lebanese women. Mm-hmm. So this is how Intami was created. And along the way, it was started five of us, and along the way, friends joined and we became eight Intami co-founders.
Okay, very cool. So,
and I also believe that for single women in the Intami team, like Intami means something and like affected us on a personal level at some point. So this is why we had, you know, the urge to do something and to start this project and really try to do something for the Lebanese women community in the world, in Lebanon, but also abroad. Mm-hmm. And it was also like I said, something very personal for each one of us. So for some of us, it was maybe because we lacked some professional help. For some others, it was more about mental awareness and mental health. For some, it was sexuality. So for each one, Intami means something. And we started, I think, each of us for a reason. And this is why it makes it, you know, unique and diverse at the same time, because everybody mm-hmm. is bringing something to the table, her ideas, you know, her style and so on. So, yeah.
I like that. I like that mm-hmm. a lot. Rhea, do you want to add anything before I jump to Maria? Because I actually have a question for her.
No, I think my friends.
Besides that, Rhea joined the idea of Intami while she was in the airport.
Yeah.
Wow.
The first call of Intami, I was at the airport, just so representative of who we are.
No way.
That's so all over cool. the world in airports. We just wanted to make it happen.
So it's true. It's
so interesting.
The call That's happened. So it was one in London, one in
Paris. In Madrid. I was in Madrid at that time.
Yeah. I was in lockdown in PJs in Lebanon.
So, yeah. I like that. Okay, very cool. Maria, my question for you is, why did you choose to reach out to the Intami girls and ask them to join us on this podcast today?
So actually, I learned about Intami Network through a girl I know that was with me in Scouts. And one time she wrote a blog post for Intami. And so I follow her on Instagram and I checked the post and I was like, okay, I'm curious about this. So I went on their page and I started like scouring around and I love the content that they posted. And especially now with the community outreach program team, we're focusing a lot on women and mental health. But for this particular podcast, we're focusing more on women.
Yeah.
And so when we were thinking about an idea for a podcast, I couldn't think about anyone else other than Intami Network.
I'm glad honestly. You reached out to them because, you know, so far so good. I'm glad that their story is so inspirational. And I'm sure everyone who's listening right now could say the same. But now I'd like to jump more into the more practical questions. So in Lebanon, is it clear that women, you know, obviously this is a very obvious question, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Is it clear that women are not given enough space and enough legroom to prosper and grow? What is the goal behind Intami Network in this situation? In other words, what do you aim to achieve through your platform?
So we'll start off with the beginning and how it was created. With many of us having business backgrounds, we did the whole market research. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different platforms and NGOs that offer help for Lebanese women, the different kind of help. And we saw there was still a gap, something that combined all levels, you know, professional, personal, and social. And this is where we decided Intami should be created. Gap, yeah, we wanted to fill the gap. Mm-hmm. And the research was made not only on the Lebanese market, but a little bit also, you have different groups outside Lebanon for Lebanese people that are focusing a lot on the professional aspect. And we're not reaching just the Lebanese women that are in Lebanon, but Lebanese people and women that are across the world.
Exactly.
So this is when we realized there was a gap missing and we wanted to fill this gap. So this is where Intami walks in. And
I think also especially in terms of community, like, you know, in Lebanon growing up too, yani, you're not very comfortable maybe showing your full woman side and like be good with yourself because there's so many restrictions set by society, stereotypes, whatever it is, you know, you always very feel true. Like you're a prisoner of something. And I think this is why also we try to break down to really create this network who has literally no borders, mm-hmm. whether it's Lebanese borders or global borders. So we really want to create this network of unity, of sisterhood, of empowerment. So I think this is basically where we're trying to fill the gap and really empower each and every Lebanese woman, whether in Lebanon or living outside, because we all have the same sentiment inside of us that we really want to show and really try to connect with others. And I think this is mainly what we're trying to do step by step.
I love that.
One thing that maybe also I feel like adding is that Lebanese women abroad can help Lebanese women living in Lebanon a lot.
Definitely.
So this is something, especially now, especially given all the hardships that Lebanese people before Lebanese women are going through. So it's really important to have such a network to be able to support women in Lebanon, but also women abroad, because it's like we really underestimate how much the diaspora can support people living in Lebanon and how much
exactly
people living in Lebanon need the diaspora, need the support of people living abroad. So mm-hmm. So whether it is anyone, women, men, any kind of support for Lebanese women is very much needed, especially I'd say now from a professional maybe perspective, but that's not only limited to that, but that's one of the things that is important in the current status of Lebanon at this
I couldn't agree
point
more.
In time. Yeah.
Definitely. I couldn't agree more. And I love that your initiative aims to bridge that gap between the diaspora and the Lebanese, the women based in Lebanon. Mm. It's needed. Yeah. And again, it goes back to what Karen mentioned about the sisterhood and how we need that right now, especially with women supporting women. And we see that girls, you know, tend to bring each other down. But again, it goes back to like why we all need to be supporting each other, because unfortunately, society isn't on our side.
Yeah.
But so if you actually answered,
if I can add also, like, I don't know if you noticed as well, girls, like, I really felt that this year, like, something has changed. I don't know why.
Yes,
I feel like
there was definitely a shift.
Yeah. Especially since the uprising of October, like, mm-hmm. we saw how women took a stand that day and how throughout the whole revolution, like, it was something. So really this image of the Lebanese woman is slowly starting to change. Is slowly to shifting to we are strong, we can do this, and we need to start sticking together, not work against each other, and really work for our common good, which is us being empowered, shining, growing, helping each other out. So hopefully it's a good start. There's still a lot to do, obviously, but the fact that yes, they're starting to have this small shift, it's give us also hope for us to continue, for the girls to see that we're actually something is happening and to join us into starting this movement.
It's just definitely to say that we're here and we're here for each other. You know, like we had the chance to see the world outside of Lebanon, whether it was for work or uni or whatever. And we saw that there was many different opportunities for women outside that would offer to them. Literally on a silver platter, it was easily accessible, it was there. And this is also one of the reasons why we created Intami. We want to be this accessible platform for Lebanese women in Lebanon and outside Lebanon. And we wanted this together. It's not just us, the 8 co-founders of Intami. It's everyone that wants to be part of Intami that would help build Intami and help it grow and become the network that everyone wants to is looking
network.
For. Yeah, exactly.
I love that aspiration. And no, it's I believe that one day we're going to be seeing Intami Network all around the world. And this is what I said last time, actually, with Be Brave Beirut. And we're going to be seeing Be Brave UAE, Be Brave USA, and so on. So why not see that with your platform as well?
We'll get there.
We'll have chapters.
Inshallah. My next question actually is, how do you think that the Arab world can overcome the discrimination that we have experienced as women for so long? And this is something that will take time, but it's like you all said, it's in the process of changing. We're seeing that paradigm shift, not just in Lebanon, but all over the Arab world, which is so interesting to see that so many women are breaking the glass ceiling and they're pushing past their boundaries that have been set for them since forever. So if any of you want to comment on that, and Maria as well, you can give your opinion on this.
Raya would be the best to take up on this question.
Raya, go ahead.
It's her
go
field.
Okay, I think, yes, definitely the Arab world was not gentle with women. The Arab world was not kind with women. The Arab world was not welcoming for women, whether in society or in the workplace or anywhere, literally. And growing up in the Arab world, growing up in visiting countries in the Arab world, we saw how hard it was for us women to just integrate society in any way, in any form. And it's important for us to be able to as Intami or us as women or whoever, you know, whoever we are, to work together. I know you just said that there were women who just like accomplished amazing things, but we need more. We need more, more and more.
Definitely.
How can we accomplish that? Because education, I think this is your awareness. Question. I think knowledge building, education, educating people, even educating women who don't know what their rights are, women who don't know what they are capable of because they think they're not allowed to actually thrive.
This 100%.
So we need to work to break these taboos. We need to go beyond, you know, just break everything and remove everything that exists and start from scratch. knowledge building is essential. People, women need to know that gender-based violence is not normal. Online gender-based violence is not normal. Sexual harassment is not normal. We need to know that these topics are not just normal. This is not, it's not normal to be harassed on the street. It's not normal to not get a raise. It's not normal to not be taken, not get a job just because you're a woman and you might get pregnant. And so all of these things are not normal. It's not because we were told that they're normal that they actually are. So, yeah, I think that's...
Definitely.
That's, I think for us, even at Intami, knowledge is power. I think for us, we are just, you know, putting all our efforts into educating each other, educating other people, sharing to be able knowledge. Sharing knowledge, also sharing what other women have accomplished, to give hope to other women, to show other women that, would, you know, the sky's the limit, do whatever you want, you are the master of your life, you are the master of your future, you are, you know, you are, you can be whoever you want to be. So
exactly. Exactly. I can feel the passion in your voice. Actually, yeah, exactly. I can definitely feel
anything.
Even through the screen, 100%. I couldn't agree more. Like, you said everything so well and you articulated it beautifully. And I actually want to jump to Maria, since you talked about the need for education, since Maria is an education major. So Maria, the floor is yours now.
Thank you, Heya. I actually, like, when listening right now, it came to my attention, and it's been something that I've been studying ever since my first semester. And I've written like articles about this, and I can't stress this enough. It's that discrimination against these girls, especially in Lebanon, starts at such a young age, and it starts with our educational system. Like, when you look at the numbers of how many boys are registered in this school and how many girls are registered in this school, there's a very big difference, especially if we're talking, for example, about the public sector. It's not normal, and it's not for reasons that are normal either, like whether we're talking about child labor, whether we're talking about child marriage, specifically child marriage, the rates in Lebanon are extreme. And so this is something that hits close to home for me, especially because it's my major and it's something that I study. And seeing that these little girls are suffering just because of the mentality that is in the Arab world in general, or whether in the world, it's not just the Arab world, but specifically because I study the Lebanese educational system, I've seen it and I've read about it. It's just, it's not normal. And I think that it's something that we need to talk about. And I'm glad that Intami Network is a platform where we can see what women need. And it's not just that, it's that, like you said, even though all of these women are accomplishing a lot, it's by making these platforms, we're saying, no, we're not going to be silent anymore. We're going to talk. And these are things that we're allowed to talk about. And there are so many platforms that are doing this, and it's so inspiring.
Definitely. And I think this goes back to the paradigm shift again. You know, Karen mentioned something that is consistent with our whole conversation, that we're not only seeing a difference or a change in the way that women are regarded, but we're seeing a difference and a change in the way that women are being educated. And this is necessary. And this is this will push us forward and allow us to change the narrative and build again, like what Rhea was saying about, you know, starting from scratch, because if we want to change the narrative, we need to create our own narrative. We can't change the one that's already present, since it's been present for hundreds of years, especially in the Arab world.
Yeah, and we saw that it didn't work. It does not work. It was clear that it didn't. If it worked, we wouldn't be here right now. So
So if it wasn't for, you know, the eight of you co-founders who came together and realized that there's something wrong, that there's something going on here that needs to be fixed, then Intami wouldn't have been born. So the fact that you were able to realize that there is a problem to begin with is powerful. And, you know, shows that we need a call for change.
Yeah, sorry, Haya, I'm going to interrupt you. I think we're lucky to be able to see this.
Definitely. Privilege here.
And we need to acknowledge that. It's very important for us to acknowledge that, to be able to understand that other people don't see this. Other people don't understand these things the way we do. So it's really important for us to just acknowledge how lucky we are. Because we did not know this out of nowhere. We did not realize this out of nowhere. We did, whether because or through our different education paths,
the parents,
our societal, yeah, so the or not the societal yeah. norms themselves, because we know they're wrong, but I mean our families, the way we were brought up. So this is very important, and yeah, yeah, so we're not just, you know, smart for discovering this. We're very lucky.
We got exposed to it. I mean, we saw it, whether it was outside through discussions or whatever, or even from a book. It can be literally from the littlest thing. It's mm-hmm. It's just we want people that are that want to join ETAMI and that are part of ETAMI to be free to open these kind of discussions. The discussion as not only just as, because we have two things, we're women and we're Lebanese. And you have the part that you're Lebanese, so there's so many discussions.
Double marginalization.
Exactly. So yeah, exactly.
It's all about, you know, mental health is not a thing. You have to hide. You don't have to discuss this. We are not open about it. I mean, mental health is one of many things. Plus, we're Lebanese. Plus, we're women. I mean, there's so many things that make that people just hide, don't want to talk. They'd just rather put it on the side and move on with their life. And, you know, these things are important. We have to talk about it. We want people to be comfortable. We want people to, you know, move forward, to be the best version of themselves. And we want to do this together. We don't want just to offer this platform and be, okay, you have this safe environment. You can discuss this. But we want to show that we're in this together. And we're going to make sure to break these barriers and these taboos with ETAMI.
Okay. That's great, actually. And I wanted to ask, how can someone join the ETAMI network if they want to become a member or become part of the team or just, I don't know.
It's the easiest step for now. Honestly, we recently launched
our website.
Or just ETAMI, and it's through our website.
Okay.
The easiest way to find our website is on from our Instagram page, which is ETAMI Network. It's in our bio. You just click on the website and you can sign up. You create your own profile. And from there, you'll see all the other members of ETAMI. And it's just one step, one click,
yeah.
A few questions to answer, and you're part of ETAMI. And okay. In and order
make sure,
for ETAMI
make
to
sure
grow,
to be active exactly, on the website.
This is our next step. So, exactly, it's not only just making a profile and, okay, I'm part of ETAMI and I have my account. It's like I think we said it a lot so far.
Yeah.
It's about doing it together, creating discussions. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it doesn't come just from the eight of us. It's from everyone that wants to join.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, ETAMI will grow only if all of us participate, all of us create discussions, all of us interact. I mean, you have many features that allow it, you know, allow people to have this interaction. So, I mean, it's two steps, actually. You sign up, and then you...
Exactly. Yeah. I like that. Okay, cool.
We have blog posts. We have... you can even, if you have, you know, a peace of mind to share, you can write to us, tell us that you want to write a piece on a certain subject. Then we give you the freedom to write whatever you want, and it will be featured on the website. So any topic that you would like to share with the other women of the network, you can directly send us an email. Everything is on the website. You send us directly from there your message with the subject that you want to talk about, and we'll give you the freedom to write what you want, and it will be featured on the website, of course. And you have also this cool feature when you can applaud other women based on their profile. So this is like the fun aspect of the network. You can and you can even connect with the women on the website, talk to them, send them a message if you would like, you know, to reach out for a certain opportunity, for their help, for their advices, whatever it is. So yeah.
And I mean, there's also many other ways. So not only blog posts, there's also the job listing. I mean, if you have your own startup, you want to start something, you're looking for someone, you work in a company that's looking for someone, you can upload it on our website. It goes through us first. We do a checkup and then we put it on our website for job openings, all kinds of levels, honestly. So, you know, the for women, by women, we stand by this. So really it comes from all of us. We have people can get into contact with us through Instagram. I mean, this is how Maria got in touch with us, and even by email. And then from there, if they want to participate in any way and they want to add anything, even, I mean, it's not just us looking for people to do interviews or do blog posts. It's also people that want to participate, feel like they want to share something to other women.
The newest option is the recommendations. You can share if you read a book that inspired you, you listened to a podcast, to a TED talk, whatever. You can share also your favorite videos, your favorite piece of content to inspire other women of the network as well. So this is now available too. Yeah, we're trying really to tap into every single type of content that can inspire another woman. Just to give her like some motivation, some even, you know, courage to continue in whatever she's doing right now and really push herself to the limit.
It comes back to what we said before on how your exposure can be from little things to completely visiting a new country or whatever, but it can be from a book, a podcast, an inspiration woman that made history, an interview. Honestly, so, you know, it's these little things that can make a difference. And we're really open to communication and interaction. I mean, this is something that we really want to push because it's not only us just looking for people and looking for this book. Honestly, if tomorrow you read this book that made a difference for you and you want other women to know of it, you can share it with us. If you know someone that could be the perfect fit for an interview, I mean, you share it with us. It's all about building this together.
Making it organic, as possible.
Exactly. Yeah, and I can tell this is a very interesting platform since it's not only a platform where women can come and share their ideas and their thoughts. It's a platform to celebrate women with just like a very simple feature. So I genuinely love that. And I wanted to say something, but I forgot what it was. I don't know. I'll probably remember. Okay, so I actually have a question about maybe it's a question that you can answer or maybe not, but has Intami Network been faced with any backlash so far? If so, how did you overcome it and how did you move past it? I doubt that you did, but like in case you did.
No, Balakas, backlashes, we didn't receive any. However, we received amazing feedback and, you know, constructive criticism. And I think the biggest feedback that we received is that men reached out a lot,
and
we loved this. And anyway, we wanted to integrate men in our network, but we wanted to do it in the smartest way possible. So the fact that they reached out from the beginning and showing their interest into supporting our cause and to helping us, you know, be the woman we need to be for the society, for the next generations and so forth. So it was really, really good and motivational to see. And so I think this was the biggest
it was
positive point.
We saw, feedback from men.
You know, asking how they can participate.
Yeah,
and they wanted to participate. And honestly,
there are many good men out there.
Intami, that's important. Yes, it's for women, but we cannot make a difference.
Yeah.
We need allies. We need everyone to participate. And honestly,
exactly what Taya said.
We're really, really open for men to come and participate and join.
Because it's about equality.
It's not only a woman's issue.
And I'm sure that each man in their life, they have a woman that inspire them, that make a difference in their life, that they see. I'm sure that a lot of Lebanese guys, they see that women are struggling. They're aware of it. They know. And they want to help. And they don't know how. And honestly, Intami, step by step, we're working on implementing a way for men to directly
contribute
and help women. And we've had a lot of interaction with them and discussion, and super interesting discussion, and so this is one thing that really stood out when we first launched. So
I love that, and now I remember what I wanted to say.
Great.
I think it was either you or Karen that mentioned something about inspiring other women, and I thought that, you know, this podcast episode might inspire a woman somewhere who's listening to start her own thing and be inspired by the three of you out of the eight, the total eight that started in Intami. Okay, I have a very interesting question before we wrap up our episode today. How would you approach a Lebanese woman who's having a hard time finding her own voice and she's not comfortable in her own skin, whether it be professionally, socially, even personally? So what do you think is the best way to approach this type of woman?
So I think the way we're doing it is reaching to different type of audiences as groups. So university students, young women who recently joined the workforce, so people like us, young girls who first took their first real job, but also to older women who already started a career and are doing well, and they could eventually help those younger girls, you know, figure it out by mentoring, by advising, mm-hmm. by coaching, whatsoever. So mm-hmm. reaching on a group level for them, you know, when we reach out to communities, then each girl from this community can identify on a individual level and see if, yes, I might need this as a I don't know, a young student who is struggling to find a job, who doesn't know how to write her CV. I'm saying anything, mental health, struggling with anxiety,
even maybe sexual health,
even sexual health. And this is also like a taboo that we need really to work on. So mm-hmm. really reach out to those communities for us to then reach individuals, women on an individual level.
I think, yeah.
And start something.
We all want to add something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we would encourage we encourage women who need support to contact us. We encourage women to be part of Intami, to start a conversation on Intami's website.
Because they're not alone, and believe me, like, we all have the same issues. That
because maybe me as Rhea or Karen or Leia or any of our other
different
team members,
personas.
Yeah, maybe we are not fit because we're not superheroes. We're not knowledgeable in everything. We don't know. There mm-hmm. are things
yeah,
we don't
still,
know.
We're still learning. We're all just 23.
But the purpose of Intami is that. We will have, or maybe regrouping women from various fields, various backgrounds, various experiences. So we encourage women who need any kind of support or who feel like they need maybe to discuss something or who need guidance in anything to just talk about it. Open the discussion on Intami, reach out. And then I'm sure that there are other women who are going to be fit to answer or to support this specific individual.
Exactly, it's a safe space.
Exactly, and definitely. I think it comes back to the point that we keep saying that Intami will only grow if we all participate and make it really this big, big network that empowers women. Mm-hmm. And by having this, you know, open communication, all these women join, no matter their background, who they are, their story. I mean, we all went through something, whether we're because we're Lebanese or because we're women or because we're Lebanese women, honestly. These are literally three
We're already at
things.
A disadvantage in one of them.
Exactly. I mean, there will always be at least one person that will understand you and they will make sure that we'll be there for that person. I mean, we're not here to just show that we just have these inspirational women. Yes, we have these inspirational women, but I mean, the purpose of Intami is to show that you can be that inspirational woman. You shouldn't be afraid. We're all in this together. And like we said, we have men that are behind us as well. I mean, we're literally not alone. So people shouldn't be shy or scared. Intami is here to fill this gap of where you don't know where to go, you're lost, you don't know what to do, whether you're lost in your personal life, you're lost with, I don't know, it could be mentally, emotionally, professionally. Intami fills all these gaps, and it can only be filled if we work on it together.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. I think it's also important to highlight the meaning of Intami, just to bring on what Leia is saying. Leia is talking about the meaning of Intami, but she's she did not realize. But Intami
is my next question.
Intami is Arabic. Yeah, Intami is Arabic for belong, like belonging. So yeah, mm-hmm. everyone belongs in Intami.
How did you come up with the name, actually? How did it come to mind?
Oof.
Discussions over discussions. I don't, honestly.
It took us quite a lot of time.
We really wanted to, because you know, when you have it's going to be representative of what you do and who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brand of
exactly.
So we really wanted to find this one word, you know, something short, easy to remember that people won't forget, but that means everything.
Yeah. It's very unique.
So
I
really
can tell you that for sure.
And honestly, I think with 8 brains behind it, you were able to come up with one thing.
It's a valid name. Okay, cool. And my last question for you three, what do you hope to achieve by the end of this year?
I mean, first of all, growing the community as much as we can, because we need to grow. We need more women on board to really, you know, fulfill our cause and our purpose. And we're trying. Yeah, you want to we're also working on future plans of, you know, partnering with other initiatives and especially mentorship programs to really start taking this road of mentoring young girls, helping, you know, having a list of mentors who are here to support, here to advise, here to really empower us in any help that we need.
And if I can add on to this, I think especially after 1 year, we want to feel like we actually made a difference and that Intami is here for the reason that we want it to be. Mm. Our main focus is to grow our network and to know that the women that joined
are engaged,
yeah, and felt that difference and that Intami had an impact in, the, yeah, in their lives.
That they're actually benefiting from being here. That they're actually
there was value.
There's an added value, of course. And by the way, just a small parenthesis: we're open to any suggestion. So we thought of, like, we came together and started Intami, but we are not Intami. Intami is everyone who is in Intami. Intami is everyone who Intami is.
That's beautiful.
and any suggestion is more than welcome. And yeah, we'll be more than happy to.
Yeah, of course, we want the numbers of people that join Intami to grow by the end of the year. We want people to be more aware of Intami, that when they say Intami, they know what it is and what it stands for. But our biggest goal is to know that by the end of the day, we made a difference. You can join Intami, but if we didn't make a difference, I mean,
that's what's
important. Yeah, exactly. So really, this is our main focus. If someone comes out of the energy and be like, Intami made a difference, we achieved everything that we wanted to.
I love that, definitely. And I'm sure you will, because I feel like I know for a fact, and with the three of you, and I haven't even met the other five, but like I can tell that the eight of you together are really cool people, and you all have such a an integrated message. Like all of you are saying the same thing, and it's very consistent, so you know where you're heading, and that's so important for any brand. And I want to thank you for joining us today. It's my honor to meet with you three, and
thank you for having
us. Even before Intami becomes the big network that it should
be. Hopefully next time you'll meet the rest of the
hopefully
team.
yeah
inshallah. Maria, do you have anything
I just wanted to say? Thank you very much. Even me, like, after having had this discussion, I really feel like I can do anything and I can relate.
You're a superwoman.
Yes, you can do anything.
I feel like this is something that can never be talked about enough. No matter how much we talk about it, we can talk about it every day and it's never going to be enough, because we need to keep talking about it. And it's all about empowering each other. And like you said, we should be there for one another and we shouldn't compete with one another. And knowledge is power at the end of the day. So, like, thank you so much for everything that you do and for all of the topics that you talk about on your blog, on your website, on your Instagram page, anywhere. Really, it's very much needed. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening, dear Bayman community, and stay tuned for next week's episode. Bye. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.